Moreover, and with emphasis, how often I've told myself this, as I've been telling my students over the years, the deepest understanding of your faith will not come from books. It will come from experience and prayer. The kingdom of Christ is most effectively promoted, and the grace of God is most abundantly poured out on the souls of men by those who have learned the meaning of the apostolate of suffering. Back in the early 3rd century, when persecutions besieged the Church of God, the Church coined the expression that we should memorize. Most of us have heard it. Let's cherish it. Pardon the Latin first. Sanguis martyrum, semen Christianorum. The blood of martyrs is the seed of Christians. Meaning that the Church most thrives on the blood of her martyrs. It is not easy to accept this principle of propagation, that the Church prospers on the sufferings of her faithful. I know. I've listened to too many people. I've seen too many people writhing, struggling with this mystery of God. There's only one answer. Only one. Complete, total abandonment and telling the good God, I don't have to understand. In fact, precisely because I don't, that's why, however your loving hand tries me, what I endure will be that much more effective in winning souls back to the God from whom they've strayed. Our final reflection. Mary's lesson to all of us. One of the striking features of Mary's life, as told especially by the evangelist, St. Luke, is the frequent entrance of God into her life to make demands of her and on her, for which she was, humanly speaking, unprepared. This was true at the Annunciation. To say the least, she was surprised. And being told about Elizabeth, the visitation, the last thing she expected was to trek across the hill country of Judea to visit her aged kinswoman who was with child. During Joseph's no doubt long quandary, she was never told to tell him, so she didn't. And did she ever suffer? one of the most painful experiences in life is to think that someone we love thinks ill about us. At the sudden move from Nazareth to Bethlehem, at the reception, or lack of it, in Bethlehem, at the necessary birth of Christ in a stable, the last thing a mother wants when she brings a child into the world is to be born as Christ was, in a barn. At the prophecy of Simeon, at the flight into Egypt, and now at the loss in the temple, but most of all, at Christ's strange words to her, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's affairs?" No, she did not know. In the sense of fully understand why this is where Mary, the Virgin most faithful, is such a pattern for all of us to follow. She was most faithful twice over. Most faithful because, unlike her son, who had the constant vision of God, she had to live by faith. She did not see. And her faith was deep. It was strong. But again, Virgin most faithful, and how we need to hear this, because her faith was tried. Believing, she did not comprehend. None of us comprehends the designs of God in our lives. Nowhere have I speak long vigils in prayer, asceticism, mortification, you name the accoutrements of sanctity, and I'll tell you, well, interesting, keep doing that. But in God's name, be interiorly resigned to God's visitations in your life. And then no matter what you think of yourself, I'll tell you, you are close to God. We don't understand fully, neither did Mary. But that did not mean that she adjusted her actions to her lack of comprehension. So we are to accept God's plans, and this is every day. And for some of us, a large part of the day, we are to accept God's visitations. We are to do what He evidently wants of us. Or we are to surrender what He evidently wants us to give up. and not for a moment, or to the least degree, hesitate or hold back, because we don't comprehend. I would like to close this meditation with a not too long prayer addressed, of all things, to the providence of God by my confrere, whom I'm looking forward to meet, Blessed Claude, the confessor and spiritual director of St. Margaret Mary. Loving and tender providence of my God, into your hands I commend my spirit. To you I abandon my hopes and fears, my desires and repugnances, my temporal and eternal prospects. To you I commit the wants of my perishable body. To you I commit the more precious interests of my immortal soul, for whose lot I have nothing to fear, as long as I do not leave your care. Though my faults are many, my misery great, my spiritual poverty extreme, my hope in you surpasses everything. It is superior to my weakness, greater than my difficulties, stronger than death. Though temptation should assail me, I will hope in you. Though I break my resolutions, I will look to you confidently for grace to keep them at last. Though you should kill me, even then I will trust in you. For you are my Father, my God, the support of my salvation. You are my kind, compassionate, and indulgent parent, and I am your devoted child, who cast myself into your arms and beg your blessing. I put my trust in you, and so trusting shall not be confounded. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.